بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. الله states in his book in the Holy Quran in the second chapter, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Another good quality of Imam Ali on the day of his martyrdom, the 21st of Ramadan, and that is the offering, the charity, the spending of Imam Ali. Imam Ali was generous despite having nothing, despite working hard, sometimes as a farmer, and sometimes Imam Ali would work for non-Muslims in Medina just to make ends meet, just to sustain his family, just to give charity. Commentators say, when it comes to chapter 2, verse 274, that Imam Ali collected 4 dirhams, 4 silver coins. He gave 1 at night, the 2nd during the day, the 3rd in secret, the 4th in public. This verse came, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ, those who spend their wealth, أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, at night and during the day. سِرًّا, secretly, وَعَلَانِيَةً, and openly, in public. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ, they shall have their reward with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there shall be no fear upon them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, neither they will grieve. The result of giving 4 dirhams. This is the month of giving, my friends. And we are the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. We must give. We must share. We must donate. My friends, whenever God mentions the prayers in his book, he will immediately mention afterwards, after it immediately, the zakat. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. They are inseparable from each other. Meaning that your prayers would not give fruit if you don't offer, if you don't give, if you don't spend. We have to teach ourselves to spend. We have to fight stinginess. Stinginess is a disease. Stinginess would not let you succeed in this life. Stinginess would not let you prosper mentally, spiritually, socially. Stinginess would block you from going to paradise on the day of judgment. So don't waste your time, don't waste your service, don't waste your ibadah, your worshipping, if you are stingy. The hadith says, the one who is stingy, ba'idun anil jannah, far away from paradise. You have to give. By giving, you are cleansing yourself. We would not attain the sweetness, the beauty of faith. We would not taste the sweetness of faith unless we give. Unless we give, we must give. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You would not attain righteousness unless you write the check and you send and you help your families, your extended family. You help the poor, the needy, your community, your Islamic center, your mosque. You help people around you. whoever who is in need. You must help. If you don't help, you don't attain. This is the Quran. You don't attain righteousness. لَن تَنَانُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Unless you spend from what you love, not what you are recycling. Some people give things that they recycle. No, not from the recycle one. The one that is surplus and you don't need it. From what you love, what you need, you give from that part. حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. The sadaqah, the zakat, cleanses us, purifies us spiritually and mentally and psychologically. And if you want to protect yourself against the disease, against the pandemic, against this vicious virus, you must give. Sadaqah would help to ward off the diseases, to protect you, to protect your house, your business, your car, your family, your children, your wealth, your health. You must give. This is the month of giving. Charity during the month of Ramadan is multiplied many folds, my friends, according to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And Imam Ali is the leader in giving. He had only 4 coins, and he gave all of them. And look how God celebrated him. And look what God says about him. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They shall have the reward with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Such people who are generous and they give, there shall come no fear upon them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Neither they will grieve. They will be protected. They will be happy. All people are worried about this pandemic, but the generous one are not worried. They are happy. They attain inner happiness, inner stability, inner peace. So my friends, this is the month of giving. Try to help and reach out. Zakatul Fitr is mandatory. $15 per person on the day of Eid. You can send it now, before the day of Eid. You can write a check, send it to the Islamic Center. And reach out to the poor and the needy. During these last 10 days, we have only 9 days left of this month. Only 9 days. So if you have not donated before, if you have not given, now it is the time. في أموالهم حق معلوم. In our bank account, there is a share, there is a portion which does not belong to us. It belongs to the poor and the needy. Try to give your khums, your zakat, your sadaqat, your charities, your offerings to purify yourself. Believe me, you will relax. When you give, you relax, you enjoy. You enjoy because you know you saved people's dignity. You saved people's life. Inshallah, we see you at night at 9:30, and Saturday tomorrow we will have the commemoration of the last night of Qadr, inshallah. We begin after the lecture, inshallah, and we try to do most of the a'mal of Laylatul Qadr. We ask you to remember us in your du'as, to remember the mu'mineen, and to ask Allah, inshallah, to remove this calamity and this affliction from mankind and restore His peace and His health and His guidance on all of us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah ya'muru bil-adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat. Allahumma taqabbal minna salatana wa siyamana wa tawbatana fi hadha ash-shahr al-azim wa'taq riqabana من النار وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.